Hi, honeys. Oh, this episode was so fun. It was an absolute honor to have Rhea and Cameron on, and you are going to love them even more if you are in a relationship. After listening to this, you are going to be like, OMG, I am so a Rhea, or OMG, I am so a Cameron. By the way, I am 100% a Rhea. Also, speaking of Rhea Butcher, you have to watch her on Two Dope Queens on the HBO special if you haven't watched it yet. She is in episode 2. It is called Hair. She's so damn funny, and it comes up on the episode, but I just wanted to give it an extra plug. So shout out to the Two Dope Queens. Please watch their special on HBO. Rhea is hilarious. They're hilarious. Phoebe and Jessica are my best friends I've never met, so give them some love. If you listen to Two Dope Queens, maybe tweet them and say, hey, come on HBO when y'all are in LA, because they're my best friends. Okay. Also, speaking of travel, Jackie J is going to be at South by Southwest, and it's right around the corner, so I wanted to shout it out one more time. If you happen to be at South by Southwest in Austin next month, come see Natch Butte live. You can get into the session if you are a badge holder. And again, I will be recording Natch Butte live on Wednesday, March 14th at 12:30 at the Fairmont in the Wisteria Room, okay? You know they put Jackie J on that early shift, so everybody get up early. I'll take what I can get. I'm happy to be there, okay? So put that on your schedule. There's also a meetup in the works. Well, I will announce that soon. It's going to be on Monday night, March 12th, so put that in your calendar if you're an ATX honey or a South Texas honey. Also, I've already said this, but my special guest for South By is Rachel Bloom. I've gotten so many messages from everybody wanting Rachel to be on, and so she's going to be in Austin premiering her movie. It's called Most Likely to Murder, that her husband directed. She is the star of it. So get excited. She's going to be there to premiere her movie. And I got her to come on Natch Butte while she's in Austin. So it's going to be exciting. Also, if you are a fan of Natch Butte, I'm going to have two backup dancer special guests that are going to do a live version of the theme song with me. You'll recognize them. It's going to be exciting. So you're going to want to get in on that recording, baby. But if you can't be in Austin, don't worry. You can tune in and hear it on your regular Natch Butte feed, so nobody's stressed. But if you want to come, tell everybody you know that's going to be a South By, because I'm terrified the room's going to be empty, okay? So everybody come, please. Great. Okay. The last thing I'm going to say really quick is that I haven't asked for an iTunes review in a long time, so why don't you throw Jackie J an iTunes review? And I've really been soul-searching about this, and there's a lot of podcasts that mention it every episode, and that's great. There's YouTubers when you start the channel and you say, hi, welcome to my channel. I'm doing a smoky eye today. P.S. Please subscribe. It's not a big deal. Why is it a big deal for me to ask for that? Because I'm realizing that I'm uncomfortable asking for help. Why am I uncomfortable asking for help? Well, this stems from childhood. So basically, I've realized this in my soul searching. So basically, my parents got divorced when I was 7, okay? So after that, my mom, who was, you know, a stay-at-home mom, became a working mom. She had 3 jobs. She was a bus driver. She was doing all these things. She wasn't home. My sister and I became latchkey kids, so, like, nobody was home when we got home. My sister and I started doing our own laundry. We started making our own lunches. Like, it was crazy. And I didn't think that was weird until I've, like, met other people, like my husband. Like, he's like, what? You did your own laundry when you were 7? I sure did. So that's why I have a hard time asking for help, because I'm very self-sufficient and I've been self-sufficient my whole life. So I just wanted to put that out there. That's why I feel so uncomfortable asking for iTunes reviews, but it's not that big of a deal. And like, isn't it beautiful to ask for help? Like, I need help. I need iTunes reviews. It would really help my podcast out. So please write them. Okay. That's... okay. Anyway, just everybody enjoy the episode. Okay.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Natch beaut. Natch beaut. Na 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 natch beaut. Oh yeah.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? Natch beaut. Natch beaut. Talking about natch beaut. Natch beaut. Welcome to Natch Butte. I'm your host, Jackie Johnson. And let's just get right into it, okay? Cut the flowery intro. Because I'm honored to have my final couple in All Couples February with me today. We're actually
in their house.
We're in our house.
We're in the house. We are literally in the house. And they're one of my favorite comedy power couples. And I think it's fair to say they have the best hair, the coolest style.
Yeah, we're both wearing hats.
That's right okay. You know what? You can rock a hat and have great hair. That's great. It's all about balance. They have the coolest hair, the coolest style, and the littlest poochie. I'm joined today by Cameron Esposito and Rhea Butcher.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I've been trying to get y'all on because we have so much to discuss.
Yes, we do.
We have so much to discuss.
And I am focused on you.
Yes.
This is important. I'm focused on you, but then also our dogs are
meeting for the first time.
Playing below us.
Yes.
And
it's pretty great.
They seem to be sharing toys right now. It's
going
I'm happy
well.
About it.
Yeah. We've been
Murph is very confused, but rolling with the punches.
I feel really good.
We've been discussing for years getting our dogs together, and if this is what it takes, I'm here for it. Because we both have little cute dogs that we're obsessed with,
yeah.
And that they have their own hashtags, and I'm happy for it.
Does yours also... Chooch does not have her own Instagram.
She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, because Murph doesn't.
Hello,
and people,
I'm the Chooch.
Yes.
People,
hello,
oh, yeah,
I'm the Chooch.
I apologize.
Good
and
gravy, Rhea.
People ask me why Murph doesn't have one, and I'm like, because he would have way more followers
well,
than
Chooch
me.
Well, Chooch
has
and more followers than my husband.
That. See?
She passed him a while
That's
ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we didn't do it. I wasn't going to, but everyone started taking her hashtag over.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Hashtag is hashtag the Chooch.
Right.
There was a woman who had a baby and wouldn't stop it, and then there's a woman who's a she's a bodybuilder. And for some reason, the Chooch is her hashtag
That's
for her
rude.
Her bodybuilding photos, and it got a little confusing.
Very.
So
I think though that's a combination of things I'm interested in.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
I mean,
sure.
If it's like a baby bodybuilding and a dog,
not bad.
Not
there
bad.
Could definitely
I honestly,
be worse.
I like babies. I like kids. Could lose the baby from that and
yeah.
just have it be bodybuilding and dogs.
Right.
That would actually be
yeah.
ideal.
Maybe I'll pull one up and show you.
I would
you
love
know?
That.
She looks great. She clearly is putting in some work.
Yes.
And good for you, hashtag the Chooch, whoever you are. But Chooch needed her own place.
Yeah, I get it.
What if hashtag Murph the Derf started being taken over
it
by...
It is.
Oh, see?
There's some rando dogs on there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's more of an homage sort of a situation.
No, there's one that's just people putting their dog on there. Like it's a dog named Murph that they... thought of the
also
same thing.
Came up with
yeah,
no
the
there's
derf?
No way that they organically
Rhea,
came
that's
up with
so
that
weird.
It's like Coldplay ripping off
sure.
that Joe Satriani song. It's like, who are you fooling? Who are you fooling, Chris Martin?
Good point.
Well, we should
point taken.
You better put him in his place.
We should get to the questions. So
Let's
the first
it.
Thing I do all month is I just ask the couples some questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're a married couple. How long have y'all been married now? 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, you know
years?
What else yeah. we should do? Because we run into this problem. We should say which of us is which.
Yes.
So I will just say, I am Cameron.
And I am Rhea.
And you will probably, because we are not taught to discern women's voices, not be able to tell which of us is which for some portion of the podcast.
So
but I'm just giving
yes. yourself
I'm giving
this
the
podcast
option.
To realize that you probably can't tell the difference between women/non-binary voices.
Exactly.
And,
thank you, Rhea.
Use this podcast to test yourself and expand your little eardrums.
Yes.
You know?
There's three of us. We're all three human beings. Uh-huh. We all three have different voices.
Yep.
Have
yes.
a good time
uh-huh.
and good
yes.
luck.
Yep.
So let's go to the questions.
Okay. So these are my questions. These are just kind of get to know the couple questions. Who has the messier car between you two?
Oh. Right now, I think it's actually a tie.
Which is so weird.
It is weird. I will say, and I think you will probably agree with me, I used to keep my car very tidy.
Whoa. You think you have the...
had to.
I think...
You are the one that has chili lime spices from the chili lime almonds from Trader Joe's that's been in there for like 2 years.
In my defense, I dropped those on the ground. And so I just didn't feel like picking them
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
And so they're in the car.
This is why this question is always so hot. Because
yeah, no,
there's
it's a hot
always
question.
Some controversial opinions.
I feel like I have... Well, when I first met you, when I first met Rhea,
yeah.
I thought that her car was very sexy because you drive a stick shift.
Ooh.
I do.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very cool. But I don't think I ever thought you were... No, I mean, I guess it's a tie.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you got in the car and you were like, whoa, this is a clean car.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have a very clean car, not so much anymore.
Well, what
I don't
happened?
Really care.
You let yourself go?
Yeah,
you
I
let
mean,
the
I
car
just,
go.
I just don't drive as much, and with the drought, I stopped washing my car.
Same.
Because it's pointless, and I have an old car, and I have no shame in having an old car, but I don't need to keep it clean. I just don't need to clean it. You know.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
It only becomes weird when you're trying to valet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be able to drive sticks, but I guess that doesn't happen.
Also, if you just have a, if you just have an environmentally conscious, dirty car.
I don't care so much about the outside.
I feel shame. I do feel shame sometimes.
More so when I have like a ton of garbage in my car, which I try not to do, but right now it's just kind of a mess.
The drought has kept Rio with a ton of garbage.
In 2016, when the drought was really popping, I didn't wash my car. I washed it once, and it was because I got married and I had family in town and I didn't want it to be completely filthy, but there was a layer of filth, and I went to an Emmy party because my best friend won an Emmy that year. And I remember I was standing at the valet with all these like big wigs in the biz, and they roll up my dirty, almost 10-year-old Prius. And I was like, that's me, the one that's covered in filth. I'll take that. And that's when I was like, sometimes it's rough to care about the environment.
That's right.
But
that's
we're all doing our best. Let's go to the second question.
So it's a tie, Jackie.
Okay, great. Very fair. What do each of you order at Starbucks? Like, you say Rhea's order, and Rhea, you say Cameron's order.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, I think we could honestly even just do it at the same time. Okay. Like, that's how well, I don't, it's like a drip coffee with cream and sugar.
Yeah, and she gets an almond cappuccino.
Which is new, because I feel ashamed to get an almond cappuccino.
Because of the drought?
No. Yes.
Why do people have so much almond? I don't have almond shame. I refuse.
No, it's really, it's literally like a, almost like a gender thing. I know this is going to sound so dumb. You know, like, there's things that are not gendered, but that we've put gender. I mean, number one, nothing is gendered, right? So we've put gender on everything. But then there are some things that we've ascribed power to. Like, for instance, I used to only drink black coffee for, like, you know, 10 years.
Yes, as a power move.
Exactly. And then I was like, oh, coffee can be delicious.
Yeah.
And your stomach can't, like...
I don't need this ulcer.
Yeah, and not... It doesn't have to feel
are
like...
Are ulcers gendered?
Yeah, exactly.
We say it's a female
exactly.
ulcer.
So, I have relaxed.
Yes.
I've relaxed and I'm
you
open
enjoy
to almond.
Yourself.
Life is very short. You should just get the thing that you want. It's
absolutely.
Not hurting anybody. You
know I also mean? Have made Rhea coffee many times, but I've never put sugar in coffee once. I don't know why somebody would do that, and I don't understand how
she
to do it.
She sugar.
And for a lot of the beginning of our relationship, I didn't stir the... coffee
she would bring me coffee
would you
and
sugar
I'd be
at
like
the
did you put sugar in it and
it took
like,
us
yes.
like a while to figure
and
out
then I would
why
drink it
she
be
wasn't
like,
tasting
did you
the sugar?
Stir it with a spoon
no
and she was like
why
no.
would I do that
it's, why would I do that
it's crazy how long you can go through a life and not know how to do a simple thing.
Yeah, oh yeah,
the other night Catherine and I, my friend, were trying to figure out how to cook tortillas, like to make tacos for people.
Yeah,
and I was like, how do we cook like 10 tortillas at once? I don't know.
No question. Corn or flour?
Both.
Okay.
You know, we did a
so
taco
need,
bar.
Yeah, you need a steamer for the corn
See,
ones.
Her mom was like, you got to get wet paper towels
yeah,
and roll
them.
We didn't
that's
know.
Why, all
that's
I
true.
Hate
yeah.
corn for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much work and it tastes like grapes. I don't like it.
I love
They
we
smell
are
like
totally
grapes.
Different on this.
That's actually my third question. How do you take your... I'm just kidding. Which tortilla do you prefer?
Flour.
Between the two of you, who's the better dancer?
Oh, I think Ooh. It depends on what kind of dance
yeah,
you're
really
doing.
Yeah, it really does.
I think Rhea's got really good, like club moves. Like, if you're going to go to, like, a dance club, Rhea's actually really fun.
Yeah.
Surprise good club moves.
And Cameron is a really good, like, I guess you would use the word traditional dancer, where she, like,
it's
actually
like
knows, like,
dancing.
Ballroom dancing.
Look at you two.
But she's, like, taught me, and we have just, like, literally improvised together. We danced at our wedding. And did like spins and dips and all kinds of stuff. And people afterwards were like, how long did you all practice that? And we were like, we didn't.
That was the first time we've ever
like
done it.
That was legit the first
wow.
time we ever did it.
But really, there was a time. There, a lot of times I can just say there was a time in my 20s. And then almost anything can happen after I say that. But there was a time in my 20s that I was dating a much older
woman.
Where
I wore fingerless gloves
yes.
and a scarf on
yes.
stage.
Where I was dating a much older woman. And she would pay somebody to come to her apartment and give us... partnered dance lessons.
And you think that just stayed
I mean,
with you?
I think I've always been pretty good at dancing.
Maybe you could go
dancing
with
your
the stars.
Parents are into it too, so it's like kind of a thing.
But I did have like a very interesting almost I don't know. I like you know when you sometimes you look back you go, I could have got stuck in that life.
Yeah.
I could have been like she made a lot
you
more money
been, like,
than
a competitive ballroom
she
dancer.
She was a lot older than me and it was like all I had to do was just like be around for dance lessons at her house. Like just like weird things
yeah.
where you look back and you
she
go,
was like a kept
I could have been a kept woman is what I'm saying, you know?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought about that, like, one turn differently in life. Yep, you yeah. never know where you'd end up.
Yep.
But damn it, we ended up in a great place, didn't we?
Here we are at our dinner table with two adorable dogs.
Who takes longer to get ready between the two of you? Let's say you're going to an event or something.
Cameron.
Me.
100%. Every time.
Never one There's time has it been real.
Legitimately, never been a single
Not
time.
Not a single time.
Not once.
In fact, even if a lot
it's,
of
Even if it is my event, like Cameron has nothing to do with it and she's my date, I am ready. I mean, I was ready for the two dope queens thing before her and ran out in the middle of a dog fight.
Oh, I read about that on your Instagram. Yeah.
Well,
there's just been...
The reason that we have a discrepancy in the time that it takes us to get ready is because after I get out of the shower, I like to spend 25 nude minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And somehow, Rhea... spends zero time nude.
Zero the only time I spend nude is in the shower, and then I get out and I'm like, to get dressed.
You're never nude like me.
100%.
Same.
Yeah. Are you an only child?
No.
Okay.
I was just raised Catholic and told to be ashamed of my body. Yeah.
I don't know what it is because I certainly have body shame. It's just, it's like a slowness thing as much as anything.
Yeah.
I just can't get it together.
If we have 45 minutes
for 25 minutes
to get ready, she still spends 25 minutes
naked
doing nothing.
Well, it's
she's not naked getting ready. She's naked on the bed on her phone doing nothing. Doing nothing.
But you're kind of like, you're air drying. You know,
yeah,
maybe that's
exactly.
it. You're letting the moisture kind of absorb in.
Well, I mean, also, I mean, part of it might be, it's not just moist, like the water, but also lotion. Because I do like to use lotion.
Yeah, see,
Rhea uses no lotion on her body.
I do not come from a family. I come from a long line of very dry, itchy, scratchy white people. Who are like, why would you spend money on that? You know, so it's like, just it's
you
like,
don't deserve that.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't want my skin to feel good. You
so
know,
it's like right
thing.
Out of the shower, right into clothes, almost like in like a bat suit sort of a situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're just like jumping into
could,
it like a Wallace and Gromit.
Yes, if I could have that sort of a contraption in my house, I would install it today. Absolutely. Just
you hear
jump
that Shark
right
Tank?
Into clothes.
So you lotion up. Wait, do you lotion up right when you get out or you
right
do your nude out. Time then lotion?
That's no, a no, great no. question. No, right when I get out, then just 25 nude minutes, then I get
yeah.
ready.
She has to wait for the lotion to set.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Nobody likes a lotiony shirt.
That's true.
Lotiony pants.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't put the lotion on.
Right.
It's because I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, very.
It is
very
like a real disaster though. I mean, truly.
It's so frustrating.
We have so many fights about how Rhea gets so nervous because she has all this extra time.
Yeah, it throws me into like anxiety because
then
I have all this
I
extra time to sit and
because
wait.
Rhea's nervous. Ugh.
I feel
thing.
Like we might find a solution by the end of this episode.
Okay.
Oh, that
please,
would be great.
Jack,
yeah.
Please.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's get started with the fan questions because God, y'all got some great questions.
Awesome. Yeah.
So this first question is from Kate in Colorado. Cam and Rhea are coming on Natch Butte. So excited. My sister's wedding is coming up, and I'm happy to go along with wearing a floor-length dress and pearls. Gasp. Because I love her with all my heart, but I'm nervous about having my makeup done by a probably straight, small-town professional on the day of. I'd like to maintain some elements of the queer, edgy look I'm known for. And I'm not sure my side mullet can do all of the work if my makeup turns out super femme. Do you have any tips for communicating effectively with a makeup artist as a queer person? Y'all might have run into this in some of your jobs.
Oh, 100%. The
yes.
thing that I learned is that, and this is over time, so Kate doesn't have the luxury of time here. But number one, I wonder if she, because sometimes you do like a test run when
mm-hmm.
when you have a makeup person for a wedding. So I would take I would use that as effectively as possible to communicate. Maybe bring some images of some people that you maybe want to emulate in your makeup look. And I would say to that person when you're getting your makeup done, not the word natural,
mm-hmm.
because that is not a universal word. What you
Very
need
good
to say
point.
Is, I would love to have, you know, foundation, concealer, like for my, you know, face to look even. But I want to go really simple. So can we build slowly and check in? as we're doing this, and then I'll tell you what I think I want to add on, because you can always add on. You can't take it off. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, you can take it off, but then you got to start all over again, because it took me a long time. These days, I tell people when I go in for makeup, I say, I would love to have my makeup done. I want it to be very simple. Essentially, can you give me what you would give a man?
Yeah.
And that is a starting point for the conversation, because I've said that, and then some people will just do like, cover up my zits and then walk away. And I'm like, that's not what I meant. Like, yeah. What I mean is what you would give George Clooney right now. Like, that's what I would like. And then add a little bit of color here and there after they do that. But it really is like, and it's a difficult obstacle to clear, I've found, as a queer person, and I'm sure Kate can relate. You feel weird because, like, it's not a thing that you necessarily wear all the time, and maybe you don't want to. It's like, it's just very difficult to negotiate with a person, but you have to go into it with just like as much positivity as possible and just saying like, this person maybe doesn't understand me, but I'm going to communicate as much as I possibly can and we'll build it up.
That was really, really good answer.
Best answer ever.
Thank you. Yeah. I think the only things I want to add are that I really think Rhea's right about bringing visual cues. So really, I think that, and then the, in case you don't get your makeup done a lot, the things that tend to look, to read more, if masculinity and femininity are a thing, assuming that we agree that that's a standard, the things that tend to look more masculine are filled in eyebrows and like a nude lip. So if you're just looking mm-hmm. to even figure out ways to communicate like what you would want, like getting, like Rhea said, foundation and concealer on, but then also filling in your eyebrows a little bit and then saying that you want a nude lip, it's just like good to have some of the terms so that you know what you're even asking for,
because the makeup artist will certainly understand that.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. And then it leaves, then, or they like don't have a to little fill bit of that in
cheek contouring, like those are things that actually can read pretty masculine, because like thick eyebrows, if you think about what that can convey, or not having like a red lip, and then obviously like cheekbones, those types of things can convey masculinity, so those are good things to just ask for. Yeah.
What an exceptional answer.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cool.
This, we're off to a great start. Okay, let's get to the next question. Damn, that was good.
Oh, and have a great time, Kate. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. You know, being a groom's person or a bride's person is a real honor.
It is.
And you've already made a big step by asking a question and trying to look cute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this question is from Carolyn in Chicago. My three favorite people in one room. So much love for y'all. Look at that.
That's
isn't that
nice?
Sweet?
Cute.
My question is, do you use any products from queer/trans-led businesses? Fellow Chicago queer here, wanting to make sure I'm in the know about the best brands to support our community. Love, love, love you, and congrats, Rhea, on two dope queens. XOXOXO, Carolyn.
That's very sweet, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
You know, I would say that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we don't have that much information in this area. Mm-hmm. I would really, if anybody that's listening has more information, you could tweet it at myself at Cameron Esposito or Rhea at Rhea Butcher, and like, I'm sure we would be happy to share it with people.
Yeah, same.
100%.
I think it can be hard to figure out, like, it's just somewhere I haven't gotten yet, because it's like,
right.
I'm creeping, trying to figure out how to support in the current political climate, how to like actually spend my money the way that I want to spend my money.
They make it very difficult too. You never know who owns what company, and there's a parent company.
That's absolutely true. And like, for instance, like a lot of the hair product that we buy from our barber shop, which is a queer and trans friendly and then owned barber shop. But is the
right
company, you know what I mean? So they're getting a cut of that. So that would be one way I would say that if you wanted to do this without doing all the research you're talking about, you can buy beauty products from, or grooming products from, places that are owned. And then that will also help the companies that, like the barbershop.
Yes,
or
that's
the
a great
whatever
idea.
So, I mean, that's just like one shortcut I can think of. But I'm good to take the long cut too.
I did a little research.
Let's hear it.
So I have a couple companies to shout out.
Yes.
Oh, great. This
so
great.
The first one is called Noto Botanics. And that might be pronounced Noto. It's N-O-T-O. And it's the new minimalist essentials, gender fluid self-expression, multi-use, unisexy activism. So the pro MUA, Gloria Noto, she did Shailene Woodley's makeup, Lee's makeup, the Haim sisters. Is it Haim?
I thought it was Haim.
It's Haim. It's Haim.
Haim.
Yes, exactly. So she started her own company. It's natural, organic, and vegan. And I recommend everybody check out their Instagram. It's Noto_botanics. And it's notobotanics.com. And it just looks really cool. Very cool. She has a cool commercial on the website. They have oils. They have makeup sticks in all kinds of colors. So they have makeup, skincare, and everything's gender fluid. And I think that's great, because the more and more we take, we were talking about gendering everything, just try to take that out and do the self-care that you like and not what you think you should be doing because you're this way or you're that way. So I thought that was cool. And the second one is called Well People, and it's W with 3LL, founded by two queer people, a man and a woman. They have, they're known for their very no makeup makeup, very natural. Everything's organic, non-toxic, made in small batches in the USA. They have color mascaras that look very bomb, I must say. They're available in Target and Whole Foods all over, and their website is wellpeople.com. And remember, well is spelled W, the number 3LL. And the last one is Kiss My Face. Have y'all ever heard of Kiss My Face?
Of course.
So they're owned by two gay gentlemen.
Did not
an
know
old
that.
Married couple. And they're the cutest.
Oh,
their
God.
Names are Bob McLeod and Steve Bickiewicz, and they are a well-regarded skincare company that makes cleansers, moisturizers, body wash, soap, shampoo, conditioner, body lotion, sunscreen. You can get them at Target, at Whole Foods, at the drugstores. And I had no idea that it was owned by a queer
Me
couple.
Me neither.
That's I've awesome.
The, isn't that so cool?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't
really
it
cool.
Like peaceful patchouli? Like every oh, name yeah. is like a thing. That every, patchouli is very strong.
They got patchouli. They got all kinds of scents, but they make a ton of stuff. It's great stuff. They make great sunscreens. You know, we're always talking about sunscreen and attribute. So I thought that was so cool. What a great way to
that
support.
Is awesome.
That is really awesome. Really awesome. Also, the other thing is that Rhea and I don't really own that much makeup.
Yeah.
We're not not that much. We don't own makeup because we have a makeup artist who owns all of our makeup for us. So this is actually really good information.
Yeah, we could probably
you
hit
have
them up
us
and get
out.
Them to send y'all some stuff. Yeah,
please.
I mean, when I found out Kiss My Face, I thought that was awesome because a lot
awesome.
Of people listening are on a budget. And they love going to Target. They
Absolutely.
Love finding their stuff at Target and Walgreens and stuff like that. So everybody hit up Kiss My Face. I thought that was really awesome. All right, let's get back to the questions, baby. Okay. This we've kind of been talking about this. To my queeros, Rhea and Cameron, I found it hard through my coming out process to not feel frustrated with how others interpret the way I present myself. Without makeup, I feel like people would more likely read me as queer-based on the way I dress, more masculine, but I like wearing makeup. I'm struggling to find the confidence to embrace how I feel most comfortable presenting myself without investing so much time into thinking of how others will perceive me or be confused by me. Do you have any advice into how to be confident in presenting outside of societal expectations of quote unquote masculine and feminine? That is Megan in San Diego. Great question.
It's a really good question.
I think you two are great people to ask about this as well.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that this is an ongoing process. You know, and this is Cameron speaking, I cut my hair and I had a very distinctive haircut that was very short on one side, but like had, because it had a longer like section to it, I was interpreted very differently by people constantly, like any person. Just, it is wild how different 4 inches of hair that is like in a very tiny, I mean,
it's
the
crazy.
Tiniest ponytail, like it wasn't that much hair. But
like literally a strand of femininity.
Yeah, like a strand. Yes. And I really had a huge adjustment period coming off of that, because for the first time in my life, I have been, well, since I was a little kid, I used to be sirred a lot. It hasn't really happened to me in the interim because I am like a pretty curvy person. So a lot of times people just, I think, looked at my body and then looked at what my hair was doing. Now I'm being read in a totally different way. So I really understand where this person is coming from. I don't think it's some static thing where you can get to a certain place and feel like, oh, I've arrived. I mean,
well,
Everybody should be us. Yeah. Everybody should be trying to be authentic. As a queer person, you are given the option to try to do that, and that's a great gift. That comes with a negative side. So maybe that's one thing to do, is to focus on the fact that, like, we are getting to choose how to express ourselves. I think if you want to wear makeup, wear makeup.
Yeah. I was going to say that, unfortunately, the static arrival is inside of you. Like, you have to get to that place, and that place might always be changing and therefore is not static. But the, like Cameron was saying, the choice is the freedom. And so accepting and loving the freedom that you get as a queer person to see, you know, gender expression, all of these things as like a freedom that you can have, is the thing that like sets you free. And then you have to just sort of come to a place within yourself in your everyday, every moment experience of the outside world, because you can't, you're continually running into new people. And everyone is clocking each other and trying to understand each other in a second, in a moment. And so you really just have to be at peace with your choices. And it's like, it's not an easy answer. Like, it's something that I'm always trying to figure out. And I mean, like, literally my set on Two Dope Queens is about it. It's like, you gotta do you. And not everybody is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not everybody is gonna understand it. And it's forever. But there, and it feels, I used to feel really negative about that and like really angry and have like a chip on my shoulder about it. But recently I've just been learning that like, that's on them, you know, like I have to let some of that go. And if I don't get angry about someone's reaction to how I feel and who I am, then I'm not angry about it. And they can live their very small life of calling out another human being for looking the way they want to look. Then that's a... I mean, that's on them. They get to live that life, you know?
I want to add one thing here, which is also, I think we're both assuming that this is coming from outside of the queer community, but mm-hmm. it is totally possible, especially when people wear makeup, that the patrolling is coming from inside of the queer community.
Oh, 100%.
Right? So, like, navigating, dealing with being somebody that's, like, othered by mainstream society is one thing. But then, also, as queer people, we over-patrol each other constantly on, like, who uses what words or what pronouns or who is doing what now and when. And I just think, like, we should know how hard it is and that we don't have to do that to each other. So I hope that this person is not having that experience, but I would bet that maybe they have had that experience. And I also don't know how old you are or what your friends are like in the queer community, but I hope that you have the opportunity to have friends that don't do that to you. And look for different friends, maybe.
Yeah,
if that's what your friends are doing.
I agree.
Because
yeah.
I think
you hear
like,
that, Megan. It's okay to cut people out of your life when they suck.
Yeah,
like we don't talk about that as adults, but sometimes you get a friend that kind of sucks, and you're like, that doesn't feel right. Why are we friends if you're mean? Or
100%.
Keep on walking. Keep on walking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that was an excellent answer.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. True religion.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Are there any non-queer questions coming in? Hey, listen, they know who to ask. Here's a great question from Teresa in Brooklyn. I'm a huge fan of Cameron and Rhea's stand-up and style. My husband and I saw their back-to-back tour in Brooklyn, and Cameron was rocking a new slicked-back, wet-look hairstyle.
True.
She's
the
wet one.
What products did Cameron use for this sleek new look? How did it feel to try out a new hairstyle after having his signature style for so long? Thank you for all the laughs. Love to Cameron, Rhea, Murph, Jackie, and Chooch. So this is a fan right here.
Oh, that's
Hi,
very
Teresa.
Nice. That was actually, like I said a second ago, I mean, it was legit really scary. I think we all are enough in the zone of trying to express ourselves on this cast and then the listenership for this cast that people get that, like, if you make some big, like, it's like dyeing your hair or, like, suddenly you have glasses and you used to wear contacts. It's like,
or dyeing your tail.
Yeah, dyeing
yes,
your tail.
We're talking about Chooch. That is right.
It's really scary. It is. It's like, feels like you're trying something totally new on. And then also for a woman, I think, It's really scary to have short hair. We don't talk about that very much, but it's like scary to have short hair because
well, people are very judgmental about it. I mean, yes. there were so many articles about Millie Bobby Brown and cutting her hair off, and I found it. I was so annoyed with everybody talking about an experience, and it's like, why is this such? I mean, it is a big deal for you to cut your hair off. Anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's like this, it's time. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the passage of time and then just an erasure of that time. But then also, like, girls can't have short hair. I mean, I spent my whole childhood wanting, that's why I have so many hats now. Because, like, I'm just like, oh, I can buy hats now and I can do whatever I want. You know?
I mean, long hair is an expression of self and then also a tool to use to, like, survive in the patriarchy. So we know that it's both of those things. So when you cut your hair, it's, you're like, fuck you, I'm not even looking for you anymore. So it obviously is a statement. To answer the question about product, I use Imperial
matte pomade.
Yes. Ooh, I was just trying to think of the word scoop. Pomade. I also use what's the one with the anchor on it? We have it in the thing.
Is it Crude Fiber?
Iron Society.
Iron Society pomade. So the, a mix of those two things. And then the other thing that I was doing when I was wearing it like super wet, it's a little longer now, was straight up like, I'm so sorry to the earth.
Rhea's shaking her head.
I'm so sorry to the earth, but I was hairspraying the shit out of it because I just had this new short hair and I didn't understand how to be on stage and have it like...
Oh yeah, you had to...
So I had to like shellac spray it to down, my head. Yeah. And it looked cool. Like if you saw it from a distance, it looked cool. Like almost Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But
almost.
I would have people like touch it because friends of mine would come out of the thing and they would be like, well, your hair looks really cool. And then I'd be like, touch it. And it would just be like... Like it was like
a helmet,
yeah, straight up turtle shell on my head. Yeah, it was so hard.
And that's essentially the combo that I used, except I was shellacking it for a while and then I had to get off of hairspray because it really clogs my pores. And then I have like really bad forehead acne because of it, so I'm still like trying to undo all that damage.
Are we mad at hairspray? It's bad for the earth.
Is aerosol that... hairspray is bad,
right,
for the
earth. Yeah, because we just got sent some stuff and I gave it to Adam and he was like, why do we have this, we can't have this, and I was like, oh, I forgot. We forget, you know.
I also think it's just like kind of almost passé at this point, like in terms of how we talk about hair now. It's all like we're trying to use more natural stuff because we realize our hair is attached to our heads, which is attached to our rest of our entire body.
But a
like
bit,
our brain's in there.
But we're talking about theater also, so you're like trying to have you know, it's difficult. You got to just get your hair
to look the way it's supposed to look.
Stay that way.
Yeah,
for like, you know, 2 hours.
But I will say it was a pump.
You can also, a friend of mine, comedian Stephanie Haas in Chicago, shout out to her, gave me this tip with short hair. You get in the shower and then you comb it to the style that you want it to be. And then you put mousse in it, which is essentially foamed hairspray. And then you let that dry and then you like crack it out and it sets to the hairstyle that you want it to be. And
dude,
so then you can
like
skip the hairspray part of it and then just put the pomade
this?
In. Sometimes. I used to do it all the time. But.
Is this, you get dressed first, right? So you take a shower, then you get out, get dressed, get back in the shower, and then do the hair. Just so you don't have to be naked for very long.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. So if I do this at home.
It's a delicate dance.
Yes. Excellent.
Sometimes you get your clothes wet, but you know.
I have gotten so many questions about y'all's hair. Everybody wants to know, and you're answering a lot of them.
Also, we do rest days a little bit, so that's another thing to say.
Yeah.
Like hair rest days.
Yeah, like, I mean, I always have product in my hair because my hair is actually very, it's very straight. It doesn't have, like, texture, so if there's nothing in it, it just goes straight down in my eyes. So I always have product in it, but not a, like... And probably people would also say I have a lot of hair product in my hair all the time. But then I have the most hair product on like stage days or at like a photo shoot or something like that. So you don't use the same, don't do the same thing every day is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You can gauge it. Like if you're just at home, you don't need to zhuzh it up the same way.
And make sure you shampoo and condition if you're using all this stuff in your hair.
Condition so much.
Yeah.
to keep the buildup from coming in.
Yeah. And you got to get the right kind of conditioner for your hair, because I've used the wrong kind and it's ruined my hair for a solid week before. So definitely test that out.
Using a lot of hair product does strip your hair. Ugh. Unfortunately. Sorry. This is these are a lot of answers.
No, but it's great. I this is what people want to hear. I mean, if I had you two on and we didn't talk about hair for half the episode, I would, you know, my iTunes would shut down. I think they would take my podcast away from me. So this is great. Okay. This question's from Jennifer in Texas. I want to know their daily routines for hair and skin and how often Rhea needs to touch up her haircut. That's a good question. Maintaining maintaining a short style isn't easy, because just a little bit of growth can really change it.
Oh, it absolutely does. I'm actually in a stage right now where I was growing it out for a while, and then I went and got a haircut, even though I didn't want a haircut. So that was weird. So I'm growing it out again, because I just want longer hair again. Mm-hmm. But when I was keeping it very short, I would get a trim like every month at least. So I was getting, you know, two trims in between a haircut. So basically getting my haircut every month, which is a lot. It's a lot of maintenance.
Do they charge you full price?
No.
Okay, I was about to say that. It would add up.
It's called a quick and proper, and it's mostly like a neck trim and then like sides and stuff like that. And a little bit off the top if you need it. But yeah. In fact, I was getting those most of the time.
Yeah.
So basically a full haircut like twice a year, and then quick and propers all the way through the rest of the year.
I like the name too.
Right?
It's yeah, pretty it's fun. Great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk routines. Mm-hmm. This is very interesting. As a married couple, I mean, how much of your products do you share, or do you have separate regimens? Clearly somebody's using the lotion bottle, someone isn't. We already know that.
I just think I am from a slightly different... I have like all sisters.
You're from a slightly different everything.
Yeah. So I just do everything more. Like in terms of like, I just wash my face more often and with more things. I do masks and...
Ooh, look at this.
Like I also
Rhea's
brush my...
not getting into the masks,
I also
huh?
brush my teeth constantly. There's just like a lot of things that I do. I also like... always shower. Like I'm, you know, like, you know, that kind of person.
And she showers every day.
I'm not a showerer either, Rhea.
Yeah. I
get made fun of a lot for my husband.
Yeah. Before I was, you know, putting all this stuff in my hair or on my face to be on camera, I would shower, but I barely washed my hair. I just really didn't like to wash my hair like at all.
Yeah. Same.
If we would have known each other in college, you would have been like, you're disgusting.
Never washes their hair.
I do now because it's, you know.
Well, you have iconic hair. You both have iconic hair. That everybody, their hair. Your Instagrams, it's the hair. The hair looks good.
Thank you.
So you have a lot to live up to at this point.
Yeah.
So I mean, the pressure's on.
I mean, whose routine should we go into first? The shorter one or the longer one?
And I also want to say that we're at your house, so I could just...
You could just go in there.
Yeah, I could get
but
up
I mean,
and go
it's
in there.
Not,
so.
I will say this. We don't use, like, very expensive... We both have sensitive skin, so we use the same... We use, like, a Neutrogena, a certain type of Neutrogena.
We have an Neutrogena, like, free and clear, oil-free foaming face wash.
That I have found actually just works really well for me. Like, of all the things that I've tried, it just works really well.
And I have switched in, and this is Rhea, like, an oil-based... cream face wash, because
look at this.
I'm dealing with, I just have this like some clogged pores, I think, from having a ton of makeup on for 2 years straight, basically, like serious camera makeup, and I just can't clear up my skin. So if anybody has any suggestions who's dealing with like neck and forehead bumps, I would love those suggestions, because I just can't get my face clear. And I've done
like
masks
acne.
And stuff.
It's weird.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's clogged
like
pores.
Yeah.
Is what it is. And I just can't get it cleared up.
Have you had a facial?
No.
Rhea, yes. This is...
That might,
this
might
is,
be a good step.
Sure.
A microderm. Get a little microderm going.
That's what
I mean,
saying.
I have one of those little brushes, and I use that, but I think that was actually aggravating.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it was like overstimulating and pulling too much stuff off as opposed to clearing it out.
Yeah.
Is there a serum we could get in there? Maybe. Something? Okay.
I have done like I do the under eyes things, little patches every now and then, because I have like just these deep, dark circles under my eyes. Yeah. But yeah, we don't have like, you do charcoal stuff too.
Yeah. And also just, but like really simple stuff. Like we use like oil of Olay, oil free. with sunscreen in it. Mm-hmm. And then additional face sunscreen that is like oil-free. And then I use... I'm breaking out right now because I'm going to get my period pretty soon. So I use tea tree oil.
Ooh.
Tea tree oil to clear up breakouts.
You dilute it though, right?
No.
Nope.
But it's a roll-on stick. It's
okay,
like meant
so it's
for
probably
this.
Already
yes. One time,
diluted.
I burnt the F out of my face with tea tree oil. Because yeah, I held it on for
strong.
15 seconds.
It is
and
strong,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. And I got a chemical burn on my face.
Ooh, right. Yeah, so this can like, happen. You got
to. This
yeah.
is like as a product.
Yes.
Like
it's
meant for
she has a
yeah, like a
blemish
stick.
Roll-on blemish
works
stick.
Perfect.
It works
and
really
it travels really well. Most of our stuff is like... Can you find it in every city in the country?
Yep. Very helpful.
Can you pack it easily? And then other than that, like the most expensive stuff we have is our shampoos and conditioners and hair products and stuff.
What's the shampoo and conditioner?
What
Ooh,
is it?
I'm excited.
Griff's.
Yeah.
We use, it's like a scalp cleanser and then a conditioner. But also there's a... I can go get it.
I was about to say,
talking.
If you want
to
listen.
What else do you have? What else are you getting?
Rhea went up to get the shampoo and conditioner or
Is that what you're
items.
Getting? What are you getting? Yeah. Shampoo and conditioner?
Oh, this has never happened in the history of Natribute.
What are you getting?
The person on the podcast is going to get the items from their bathroom to bring live. This is very exciting. The play-by-play. That's why when we planned to record here, I was like, "They can't. I can't get any lies out of them because I could go clock them. I could go right to the bathroom and check it out. I'm excited. People want to know.
Yeah.
Like I said, best haired couple in the business. Best haired duo in comedy. I think nobody would disagree with me on that.
I think it's really like about, for me, I'm a simple guy. If I find something that works, I buy that thing.
Yep.
Till the day it stops working.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Because I don't really have a ton of time to find new things. It's very helpful to do a show like this so that you can tell people what the new things are, but even like trying them, I'm like a routine person.
Creature of habit.
Yes, all the way.
Respect on that. I mean, when you cut your hair...
Oh my God, stop. Oh. What are you doing?
Oh my God, Rhea brought everything. Rhea has full arms.
What do you have?
I just oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So we are drugstore people
gift.
Here.
This isn't
We're
like
drugstore people here. Ooh, I
well,
love a cure.
Well, this is from our thing.
This stuff I hate. It's not good.
Okay, That's well, we won't talk thing. About that. Well, we should actually, so people know not to buy it. So Rhea hates Shakai Natural Tea Tree Shampoo.
That is from the grocery.
Why do we hate this?
That's why I said, you need to buy, I think you need to buy
It doesn't work for my hair.
Okay, great.
I think you need to buy your hair stuff from your barber. That's what I would
say. I agree. And can I just say, if you're going to get your hair cut short, I highly recommend trying to find an actual barber because getting the straight razor on your neck and your sideburns is like such a tremendous experience. And I know it's hard to find in smaller places. So I'm sorry if you can't find that. But if you can, I highly recommend it. Because if you go to a salon and get a short haircut, they'll buzz the back. And it's fine. But the feeling between those two things is like, it's like night and day. You know,
that's such a cool
sorry,
tip.
Chooch just looked at me in a cute way. Oh, yeah, I wasn't okay. you at all. Rhea.
She loves
just
to stare.
In the
she
middle
really does.
Of that thing, she just like really zeroed in, and I felt loved.
Y'all really do
like,
have to get a sniff at Chooch when really? We're done because
oh,
fresh groomed Chooch. There's no top
oh,
in the
it's
smell.
Just, I mean, when Murph is fresh groomed, it's adorable too.
I will also say people also give us a lot of products mm-hmm. that we will try and use. So this is like our standard stuff,
right?
And it's super basic.
This is cute.
That stuff
right?
is good.
The
Iron
Society,
Society is good. Imperial
the
is good.
The only thing with the Iron Society is it's so natural you really have to use it up because
yeah,
I
it'll
have
go bad.
One time it'll mold.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
How do we feel about CL?
It hasn't really done what it was supposed to do.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I,
but
you're canceled, CL. You're canceled.
I think you're right. I do need like a facial
the,
kind of a thing.
This is stressing me out so much.
Why?
There's stuff from the shower on our table.
Who cares?
Oh, you know, gonna, oh yeah,
like
there's some
like
suds.
I feel like I'm going to throw up and die.
There's
she
suds
has
a, here.
She has weird germ stuff.
No, I'm just...
What if I lick it and
but
then put it back down?
She shares everything. She's like... against germs but also will just use my toothbrush and is like
I'm not
who cares
oh, that was a joke and take my wife
I'm pro tidiness
I appreciate the difference.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. This is Imperial Barber Grade Classic Pomade. This looks exciting.
It's
ooh,
great.
Hold Strength 4.
Yeah.
The highest level on here. It's That's exciting. That's fun. I like that. Really, oh, it's good. Made in LA too. That's fun.
Exactly. And they also make a lot of people that I meet, including just people after shows, are like, oh my God, you smell amazing. Because Imperial makes this roll-on cologne ooh. That smells really good. They just have like a really fantastic line of products.
Shout out Imperial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about this Acure. Do we like this Acure conditioner?
I do.
Because
yeah.
I love this brand.
It works really well.
This is a cruelty-free
fine.
Organic brand.
I think that's totally fine, but there's a matching conditioner to this one that's my favorite.
Let's talk about this.
This is just because I get a fucked up scalp because I put so much stuff on my hair.
Makes sense. Oh, Griff's scalp cleanser. Ooh, I want that.
She has a dry scalp and I have like an oily scalp. So we have just opposite things. It's hard to get a Venn diagram of the things that work for both of
us. I mean, the true honest thing is like it does absolutely fuck up your head and your hair to use hair product all the time. But you just have to
balance it out.
You just have to balance it out and
wash those pillowcases often.
That's true, because that'll make you break out on your face.
Very, very real thing.
Yeah, I noticed that. If I start getting a couple on the side, I go, pillowcase time.
Yep.
Swap that shit out.
Yep.
Very good tips.
It's very real.
Very good tips.
I have to put these things back. Do you need to look
please
at
them
right
back.
Now?
Please put them back. Oh, you're stressed out.
I can't sit here and talk over things that are not supposed to be in this room.
Oh, my God.
This
do you
terrible.
See what I have to deal with?
What's happening?
Well, I'll say this, though. Your house will stay nice and clean.
Our house is always very clean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my husband would love living with y'all.
I can never find anything I'm looking for because it gets put away immediately.
So I guess I know which one's the cleaner of the two of you.
It's.
I'm the sloppy one in my marriage as well.
Tidiness is a relative term.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
Cameron doesn't like a lot of things, whereas I have a lot of things, so you could consider me to be less tidy simply because of the fact that I have things.
Murph.
Oh, yeah.
If we're doing actual product recommendations, then I will actually... This is a product that I've never heard anybody talk about. I use powdered deodorant.
Ooh!
By a company called Life Stinks. I've been using it for 10 years.
Yeah,
I don't know. It works really well. I use the extra strength, but there's a regular strength. You might want to try if you have sensitive skin, because it can create like a little bit of a burn. But anyway, I hate deodorant that's not natural, because I just hate the way that... I mean, not only is it poisoning me, but I just hate the way it smells. As I'm sweating it out. And this powdered stuff works really well. It's a Chicago-based company. I have
very
it shipped
cool.
here from Chicago.
Very cool. Do you use it too, Rhea? You have your own
I don't use
poison.
That kind. But I also use natural deodorant because I mean, that other stuff is just like gnarly. Like antiperspirant is really gnarly. And I remember learning that like the reason you get pit stains in white shirts is because of the deodorant, like the antiperspirant and the chemicals, and it's your body pushing those chemicals back out, and
right.
that stains your shirt. So like if you, because I don't have pit stains on any of my undershirts, and I just started wearing undershirts with my button-ups, and I use a brand called Everyman Jack,
yep.
which is sold at Target and stuff like that. I use the I think the Cedarwood one. And before that, I used Tom's of Maine, the Calendula.
Yep.
And both companies, I think, have been like sort of bought out. And Everyman Jack recently changed its formula. And it doesn't respond as... I don't respond as well to it. So I'm trying to find a new... I'm like in the middle of trying to find a new brand. But those have worked really well. And somebody pointed out to me, because on my Two Dope Queens set, I put my arms up at the beginning, which, hey, lesson learned, don't do that. I have one sweaty pit, and they were like, oh, that's that natural deodorant. And the thing is, like, I'm never trying to stop my body from sweating.
Right.
It's really just, like, so that you don't have crazy BO throughout the day. And I never
Absolutely.
Smell that. I don't
also,
smell that. She doesn't smell that. I don't smell that.
That is nonsense, because when I wore regular deodorant, doesn't make you not sweat,
right? Well, antiperspirant is supposed to,
have we had the experience of that actually being true? I feel like when I used it, I don't think it like stopped me from
sweating. I don't think it 100% stops it, but the whole point is that it clogs up the pores of your armpits. They swell shut, so you can't get sweat to come out. Yeah, it's really good for you.
Your body is supposed to do that. Yes. It's so weird.
I want everybody to get on the natural deodorant train.
Yeah.
That's very important to me. The sunscreen every day is important to me, and the deodorant. I'm going to give you a Schmitz. Have you tried Schmitz yet?
No.
You know Schmitz? I'm gonna bring you one.
Great.
I have sent you my
Thank
light.
Thank you.
They're a natural one. You can try that out. I wanted to talk about Rhea's recent 2003 TBT photo.
Oh yeah.
It was so it made my emo heart sing.
Yeah.
I just, because y'all are 2 years ish older than me, so like y'all are the same age as my sister, and like we all went to high school together. We all have the same kind of age and whatever, and I just, that picture really, Rhea put a photo up a TBT, and it was just an emo black haircut.
Do you know what's great? I like wasn't emo. You know, I wasn't into emo stuff. I like, my favorite bands were Built to Spill and Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Which I guess some people would consider to be emo.
Yeah, I think emo has just become a blanket term for like that time period of just like the early
2000s. Sure. Also, and people got called emo, and then it transitioned into hipster, you know, and now I don't know what it is that people get called, millennial.
Right.
You know, that's like this, that's the word,
the
that's
evolution.
Turned over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at that time I was dyeing my hair blue black. Exclusively, I think I used like L'Oreal, and I would dye my hair, and I would also just cut my own hair, and I cut it like over a trash can with a pair of scissors.
Oh, that's fun. 'Cause
I got one haircut from a person who cut my hair short. And then I realized, like, oh, they don't know what I want. 'Cause they would always keep like, oh, you want wispies, right? Like, they would always try to feminize the haircut as I was getting it. And that just made me feel uncomfortable, so I just started cutting it myself. And I would wear a hat to like give myself hat hair to style my hair to give
myself
that's
smart,
like the bump
to get it that
outside.
Real, yeah,
flat
really
on the
flat.
Top, and then the wings. And a lot of people on that photo responded with, "It's so Shane." And I do want to point out that I had that haircut before the second season of The L Word premiered. Like, that was the haircut that I wore. Cameron is laughing
at me.
Maybe
somebody
hard.
Saw you and then
I mean, absolutely
inspired.
Not, Jay. Absolutely not.
You don't think in Akron, Ohio, they were walking around scouting looks?
Casting directors looking for haircuts. And that was a friend of mine's senior project. That was like a big, like an actual color film photo that he took of me. And there's I'm just pointing it out for art people, that there's like a silhouette of my head leaning on the paper.
Ooh.
On the thing. Anyway, it was a cool print.
And aren't
photo.
You glad you have that now all these years later?
100%.
It's so fun. I was a art project for my sister a lot. She's a photographer, and I love those pictures.
Yeah.
It's like just such a little time capsule.
Absolutely.
Of the early aughts. We haven't talked really that much about style, and I feel like everyone's just wanting some style advice. I'm curious, do y'all share clothes?
No.
Because you both have your own styles.
You take my clothes all the time. What are you talking about?
I literally don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You used to, at least. What are you talking
about? So y'all
about?
Keep it all separate? I don't think we share clothes at all. We're reporting two different things.
I can't believe
she's
saying this to you right now.
I don't think I can fit in Rhea's clothes. We have different bodies.
Yeah, we do. I mean, there was a period where you were trying to get me to wear your pants all the time.
They
on
look
stage.
Really cute on me.
I am not into it. Makes me
feel so
makes
tight.
Me feel nude. I'm not into
skinny
it.
Skinny jeans.
Because I would wear my pants so much smaller than Rhea.
So much. I mean, we fit into each other's clothes.
Instead
which is
of fighting,
funny.
Why don't we just say what we think happens, each of us individually,
yeah.
And then people can choose who they want to believe.
Well, Cameron, when she's getting ready for 45 minutes before, she has to try on like 10 or 12 different outfits, and sometimes my shirts get rotated into that, and she's always like, I'm just gonna try it, I probably won't even wear it, it's just for contrast. Which she does a lot.
I have no memory of this happening. Even
this is
so
I'm telling you, this
typical.
Is marriage,
but
this
will,
is marriage
I
right here.
I will say that one thing that I have found, here's a tip that I've been using.
Forget everything you ever do. I'm just teasing.
Our awesome wardrobe person on season 2 of Take My Wife started getting all of my collars of my shirts fixed for me. And it's something that then I have taken on for myself because I really like to wear I like to wear men's shirts, like from the men's section. But Rhea's body fits into men's shirts a little bit better. So for a long time, I've just been like, well, I can't wear men's shirts. And the answer is, of course you can if you can get them tailored. And to get a... So, like, I get my necks of my button-downs taken in the back. It costs, like, $15 a shirt. So it's not prohibitively expensive. Mm-hmm. It is still an investment. Like, it's not a shirt that's $15. But that's just one small style tip on how you can have maybe a curvier silhouette and still wear the men's shirts that you've always been dreaming of.
I think that's a great tip. Do y'all have someone who puts together the looks, like the Two Dope Queens premiere and you both were looking stylish? Or is that just all your own?
Jackie, do you want to know what that was? That was my wedding suit.
Hell yes.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have worn that so many times, but you just get other accessories and then you swap those out and people don't recognize it at all.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Yeah, we both have some custom-made suits or like heavily tailored jackets, some of which have been given to us, so I'm aware of our position and privilege in that case. But also, you can invest in something that is made, especially if you're somebody who doesn't maybe fit into things off the rack. You can invest in something that's like a navy blue or a black, but I think the navy blue is almost even stronger because it doesn't ever look like you're going to a funeral.
Rhea, your suit is navy blue.
It is, yeah.
I'm looking at your wedding photo right here.
I have a black suit, but I don't really wear it very often because that is true. It does. You look like you're going to a funeral.
And I have a blue suit that I wore the pants from to that Two Dope Queens thing with a different jacket. So I think it's, like get your basics down and then mix and match.
That's
and
so smart.
I would recommend if you can't afford going to a custom tailor that makes a custom suit for you, I would recommend trying Top Man, which is in a lot of Nordstrom's throughout the country, and then they also have their own sort of
Topshop.
Yeah, Topshop. So they have a line of suits that are very tailored in and of themselves. They're like skinny and they have a smaller silhouette, and for that reason they tend to fit a smaller frame. And so you can get those, and Nordstrom's will do minor alterations to the sleeves and stuff, but then you can take that and take it to a tailor and say, I need this and that and the other thing. It's $15 here, $25 here, it does add up. But when you're talking about making an item fit you and wearing it, being able to wear it more, I think is totally worth it. Even if you're going to Goodwill and finding, good vintage finds and then getting them tailored to you, there is nothing as good as wearing an item of clothing that you like that then fits you. Because I spent so much time wearing clothes that didn't fit and looking at clothes and wishing I could wear them, not realizing I could just have them tailored to my body.
I mean, it's so simple, but why don't we all do that? It makes so much sense to invest in one nice suit that fits you exactly perfectly, that you look badass in, and then go get some like fast fashion tops and swap them out. And
absolutely,
people will think you got your life together.
Yeah, I think that the benefits of having especially multicolored or like different colored button downs can really, because I wore a jacket I've worn before with a blue button down, and that looked totally different than with a white button down. And I will also say that Top Man actually doesn't fit me at all. Wild Thing is doing suiting now that's also relatively affordable. I do think that if you're somebody like me who has a bigger bust and then a smaller waist, in terms of like men's suiting, like to fit my bust I have to go way up in size in a men's suit, and then to take that out at a tailor, the jacket doesn't always look right. So I do think, like, if you can save up for it, a dream item for you is a suit that fits you. If you're somebody that is like, say, on the masculine side of the spectrum, it's something worth saving up for. I know that they can be expensive.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, it's like, what's the price tag?
$500.
I would say $500 to $1,500 what we're talking about.
Right.
So,
which is a lot of money.
It's a
for sure.
It's like a very, very nice vacation that you're taking, once every 3 years or whatever. So just think about the suit like that. You're saving up for this fancy vacation.
I really think long term, though, it's a better investment than buying four shitty suits that are going to rip apart.
I totally agree. And it's also not out of the price range of, like, what folks spend on fancy or business clothes anyway. It's like, again, you think about it, like, well, I'm wearing this to, this is what I'm wearing to a wedding now for the next like 6 years or whatever, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, that suit, my wedding suit, I think I've worn it 20 times probably. I mean, or more. It's like, I've absolutely paid the cost of it back.
100%.
Like, absolutely. And then the outfit that I wore to two dope queens was from a custom tailor company called Kipper, who makes really great custom stuff, and they're definitely worth checking out.
Did y'all show each other your wedding looks before? Were you both surprised?
Oh my God. It was such...
We had a big ordeal.
We had an ordeal.
Ooh,
getting that stuff
didn't
made.
Know this was such a loaded question.
Yeah, no, I mean, we went to the tailoring situation together, so we knew... We coordinated, and then Cameron's suit didn't...
We had suits made for our wedding.
We had suits made.
But my suit somehow came back incorrect. And
it's a very common thing in weddings.
Not like literally didn't fit me like at all. And so 2 weeks before our wedding, 1 week before our wedding, I realized that I mean, the company did refund me my money, and I just had nothing to wear. So I was
perfect
in Boston doing shows. I went into a Ralph Lauren, and that I got a jacket that was like, and a really fancy shirt that's like off the rack that they tailored and then sent to, actually, no, I bought it in Boston. I think they sent it here to LA so that I could have it fit. And
yeah,
then they
we
sent
went
to
Rodeo
Chicago.
Drive. It was all very Pretty Woman.
So this jacket was in three different cities. And
pretty
then I just
person.
Wore jeans on the bottom.
Pretty person walking down the street. Pretty person.
But yeah.
Can I like to meet?
I'm not mad at that.
No. It ended up, I mean, we ended up looking great.
Yeah.
I thought Cameron looked amazing in the outfit that she
Thanks,
ended up with. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, should we let you live your lives? I feel like now we've talked for 60 minutes, right? Haven't we? What did we do? Did we over-talk?
No. You were all that I imagined and more. The only thing that I want out of you,
yes.
Cameron, is you know that when you cut your hair, the world shook. There are articles. This was an Autostraddle article breaking Cameron Esposito cuts off half of her iconic alternative lifestyle haircut. They said, quote, the most iconic lesbian comedian haircut since Ellen DeGeneres' 1987 mullet. I mean, no, everybody couldn't believe when you cut your hair. Why did you cut your hair? I don't think I've ever read that answer. I mean, listen, we're all allowed.
The short answer is straight up Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, truly,
yeah.
I was like in this zone where I was so mad, and I was like, why am I even trying to play? Why do I have a long side, is what I thought to myself.
Yeah.
If we can't have nice things, then why don't I just have short hair? That is one thing.
Yeah.
But then second of all, you know, that wasn't really, when I got that haircut 8 years prior.
Yeah, you rocked it for a long time.
It was brand fresh. There was nobody else really doing that. And by the time I got rid of that, it was a wig on Saturday Night Live.
I know that.
So like
that, I literally couldn't believe that. I made Adam come in the room.
Yeah. So
I was like, look, it's Rhea and Cameron.
I mean, so I feel like I actually kept it for much longer than I wanted to for our show, for our TV show.
Because you were like, this is my thing.
I wanted to get it on television. Like,
yeah.
I wanted people to see it. It's such a gay haircut. I just wanted people to know about it and stuff.
It's so fun, though. Like,
it's such a fun haircut.
So you got that haircut, like, in your early-ish 20s. Did you go in there and just say, you know what? Do half. How do you even come up with that?
I should, like, show a progress thing. Because it looked many different ways over many different years. Like, first it was, like, kind of... It was just asymmetrical, mm-hmm. but more like a bob. And then the short side just kept getting shorter, and then the long side kept getting longer.
It evolved.
Before I moved here to LA, though, it was like almost shaved on the side. And then, I mean, there are just so many iterations of it. Sometimes it was very tall. I was in a movie, and I had a stunt person. That person had to wear a wig of my hair.
There is... Okay, so I will link this article on Nashby.com on this episode guide, because they have a lot of photos of you. In many moments of your life, like really big moments of your career, like sitting with Jay Leno, all these beautiful photos with this haircut.
It's so funny.
So it's very interesting. So thank you for answering that question. Yes, we're out of town. But damn, we covered a lot.
Yeah.
Do you two give each other, like, when you come out in the outfit, do you say, oh, maybe add a vest, or I don't know about that tie? Like, do y'all weigh in, or are you pretty just like, you look great and I'm down for it? You know what I mean? Do y'all ever weigh in?
I style you a lot more than you style me. And
yeah,
I don't mean that in a snotty way.
No, I don't think
I'm
it's
just
snotty.
A
I mean,
more...
you definitely jump in. I mean, you're usually, you try on so many things that I'm like, that looks great. Well, that I think that looks better. But I mean, you're already like kind of down the road and I'm just like running behind you going like, you look good. You know what I mean?
But I'm also always trying to dress you and Rhea hates it. But I'm always trying to dress Rhea.
She is.
So someday I'll get a chance to like, because I also have like a way flashier style. Rhea's kind of understated. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I really want her to put on a flashy thing.
I don't like flashy
things. She doesn't want to wear it.
No, thank you.
But I'm talking about put my jeans on, put this.
Yeah, like a gold coat, a gold suit or something.
Constantly.
Hey, we'll see what happens.
I love
you
Flash.
Know what?
I love Flash.
You know, till death do us part, you'll have a while. So let's see what happens. Thank you both so much for
this
coming
on
Nash
View.
Yeah. Please both give your social medias or anything else you want to plug.
Yeah, all of mine are at Rhea Butcher, which is R-H-E-A-B-U-T-C-H-E-R. And I'm going on tour this spring, starting at the end of March. I'm going through like kind of the East Coast into the Midwest, and it's called my Close to Home Tour. And you can get tickets. Those are all, ticks are in all bios, and also on my website, which is RhiaButcher.com.
And I'm not going on that tour, but you can get an album from our last tour this last fall that's called Back to Back. And it's on iTunes and everywhere. Yes.
You want to give your social real quick?
Oh, it's Cameron Esposito everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Oh, wasn't this a dream,
so
Emma? Wasn't this a dream?
Oh,
my God.
Let's go play with these
dogs. All right, well, now we're going to play with the dogs. And also, if y'all heard the dogs, you know, excuse us. Excuse the tippy-tappy of the little doggy feet, because, of course, the dogs had to be here. So excuse that. You know, Nash Butte loves a good sound quality, baby. Okay, until next time, cream your neck. I keep your fringe fresh.